USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is insisting that a massive border wall be built.
We have another wall that's under construction, and we're giving out a lot of contracts. So we're building the wall. It's getting built one way or the other.
Talking at the White House today, President Trump again called on Congress to give him billions of dollars to finish that wall. The president calls out Democrats once again over border funding.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, and I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone heads back to court today in Washington, D.C. for a status hearing. His appearance comes one day after prosecutors started working to share evidence they've collected against him as they prepare for trial. Stone was asked if he plans to cooperate with the special counsel.
All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration's pulling the nation out of another treaty. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the formal announcement on Friday morning that the U.S. is withdrawing from the decades-old nuclear treaty with Russia, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. He says Russia's been violating it for years.
Russia has jeopardized the United States' security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
The treaty had been signed by then-President Ronald Reagan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is talking about missing the Super Bowl after a blown call in an NFC championship game.
I've lived my life by worrying about the things that I can control. I know there were things that happened in that game before and after that call that were within our control, that we could have done better, that would have resulted, I think, in a win.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has been awarded just under $600,000 in a lawsuit against a neighbor who attacked him back in 2017. The jury awarded Paul just under $8,000 in medical damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and $375,000 for punitive damages. Paul joins Fox News and says he's just happy to have the situation behind him.
You know, my wife and I have had a tough year, me in particular physically, and I'm still healing. We're glad to have the court case over. To us, the court case wasn't really just about us. It was also about all of us in the sense that it's to send a signal that violence isn't the way we should resolve our differences. You know, we all have differences, and you get on the Internet, and the hatred is so awful out there. Political differences, religious differences, and even day-to-day differences with the people who live around us. We've got to resolve these things peacefully, and that's a mark of America and our civilization, is not resolving things violently.
Despite calls for her to cancel her show, Mariah Carey performed in Saudi Arabia on Thursday. A women's activist group had started a petition to shut down the concert because of the jailing of a women's rights advocate in the kingdom. When asked for comment, a publicist for Carey, who has never before performed in Saudi Arabia, said that they hope this would be a positive step towards women's rights. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.